Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们早安。
I'm so amazed the way how the Spirit works and the way how He leads.
我很惊奇圣灵如何的带领，他如何的向我们说话。
Brother Jason has already finished or completed half my message.
刚才弟兄的带领已经完整了我们一半今天的讲道。
And I am amazed that the way how the Spirit encourages or prompts with the same thought, with the same mind.
我也很稀奇圣灵是如何的在我们当中让我们共感一灵，来领受同样的鼓舞跟同样的应许。
And I thank God for that.
我为神感谢，我向神感谢。
Knowing my weakness,Knowing how frail I am and how limited I am, God has put in the same burden and spoken to a brother and picked up the hymn which is so apt and right for today's sharing.
像我如此有局限，如此容易破碎，如此软弱的人，但神在我里面也放下同样的圣灵，他也感动另外一位弟兄为我们今天的讲道选择了一首这样子切合主题的诗歌。
So for today's sharing, I would like to continue with the book of Gospel of John.
所以今天我所要分享的也是继续延续约翰福音。
So we go to chapter 5, Gospel of John.
让我们看到约翰福音的第五章。
And we read from verse 1 till verse 17.
我们要从第一节读到第十七节。
To save time, I would request my sister to read the entire passage in Mandarin, and each one of us can look into our own passage, the passages and read in our various languages.
时间的关系，我就请翻译为我们念第一到第十七节，大家可以根据自己来看相应的经节。
So Gospel of John, chapter 5, from verse 1 to 17.
约翰福音第五章第一到第十七节。这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。在那里有一个人病了38年，耶稣见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。耶稣对他说，起来拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。他却回答说，那时我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。他们问他说，对你说拿褥子走的是什么人？那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇得更加厉害。那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Thank you, sister. Then we go to John chapter 1.
我们接下来要看约翰福音第一章。
And we read verse 17.
我们要看第十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
但恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Then we go to the book of Jeremiah.
我们接下来看耶利米书。
Chapter 31.
第31章。
And verse, we'll read from 31 to 33.
我们要看第31章31节到33节。
Look at Jeremiah chapter 31 and from 31 to 33.
耶利米书31章31到33节。
Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, said the Lord.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华说的。
Verse 33, But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in the inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
第33节，耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
We'll pause the reading here and let us look to the Lord for His grace.
我们先暂停在这里，让我们仰望神，等候他的恩典。
Loving Heavenly Father, Gracious God.
我们充满慈爱的父。
Thank you for this one more opportunity that was given us to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ on this Lord's Day.
感谢你在主日让我们与其他弟兄姐妹一起有这样的机会来聚集在这里。
Loving Father, as O Lord, I speak Thy words, Lord, be merciful upon me.
主啊，当我来传讲你的话语的时候，求你的怜悯临到我。
All my words of wisdom, Thou may take it away.
所有在我里面智慧的话，主啊，求你来挪去。
Only Thy words, Lord.
唯有你自己的话语。
O Lord, use me as a channel to share this, O Lord, holy word, precious word to Thy children.
主啊，让我成为你圣洁的管道，通过我能够将你宝贵圣洁的话语传讲给你的子民。
So, Loving Father, I pray that Thou may call me and our dear sister, that as we stand here and as we minister, Lord, O Lord, the words which comes out from our mouth may bring, O Lord, glory and honor to Thy name.
主啊，当我与姐妹一同站在这里来服侍你的时候，求你洁净我们的口，让我们可以将荣耀跟颂赞归回于你。
And I pray, O Lord, for my brothers and sisters, as they listen also, Lord, Thou may be with them, and Thou may also speak to them, O Lord, from the heavenly throne.
主啊，我也为我在座的弟兄姐妹祷告，愿你的话语能向他们的心来说话，从你的宝座到他们的心中。
With this short fellowship, we may encourage each other, and through this fellowship, O Lord, we may bring glory and honor to Thee.
借着这短暂的相聚，让我们可以能够来鼓励彼此，也将荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, I would like to continue with the Gospel of John.
弟兄姐妹们，我想要继续的来讲关于约翰福音。
And we see the burden of John that he wants to share through this Gospel that how Christ can be manifested in our lives, and through these lives we can be a vessel or each can be an instrument to show forth His glory or His work in each one of us.
我们能看见约翰在他的约翰福音当中的负担，就是要借着福音来彰显主耶稣基督他的生命能够如何来改变一个人。
And also, as you know, that the other gospels are mostly emphasized on the regions of Galilee, whereas we see the book of John is mostly emphasizing on the Judea, the region of Judea.
我们看见其他的福音书，它主要在描述的地区是在加利利的地区，但是在约翰福音，它将视线主要放在了犹大地。
The region of Judea was very religious and they were emphasizing on activities or ceremonies.
所以犹大地区是非常注重宗教礼仪的，他们有非常多的传统的和宗教的庆祝的一些习俗。
So one of the burden of John was that he wanted to show forth these people who were in these regions and who were emphasizing a lot on religion, on religious activities, and through those activities he wanted to show forth and who is Christ.
所以约翰其中的一个负担就是要向这一片地区的在宗教传统当中生活的人，让他们看见基督和基督是谁。
He wanted to let them know what is Jesus all about. What happens when you know him? What happens when you allow him in your life? And how your life can change by accepting him as a savior.
他想让他们看见耶稣究竟是什么，他又是谁？当他们认识他的时候，他能向他们的生命来做些什么，能够带来什么样子的改变。
With keeping this as a background, let us go to this chapter 5 which we read.
让我们带着这样子的背景，我们来看第五章的内容。
And let us go through this passage verse by verse and understand and see what is John trying to tell us here with this passage here.
让我们一节一节的来看第五章，看约翰想要在这章当中向我们传达什么。
So we see here in the first three verses that Jesus went.To a pool, and the pool was called the pool of Bethsaida.
So, in 第一到第三节，我们看见耶稣到了一个池子，这个池子叫做第士大。
The Bethsaida means the house of mercy or the house of grace.
第士大的意思就是恩典之家，或者是。
And then the verse 3 says that in this lay a great multitude of important folk.Of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
然后这里就躺着许多的病人，他们当中有眼瞎的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的，都在等水动的时候。
So Jesus, in order to go to this pool or to this porch, he had to go through the temple, or temple was on the way to go there.
所以耶稣要到达这个池子或者到达这个门廊，他必须先经过圣殿。圣殿是在到达这个池子的途中。
But surprisingly, Lord Jesus does not stop there, but he goes to this pool and to visit this person we see in the later verses.
但是令人惊奇的是，耶稣并没有停在圣殿，而是直接到达了这个池子，就是这里有这样子一位瘸腿的，我们之后会讨论到的这一位人。
So in the temple, there were scribes, there were Pharisees, there were religious leaders, there were so many people. But he did not stop there, but he passed on from there and went to this pool.
所以圣殿当中有许多宗教的领袖，他们在那里做他们的祭拜和日常的一些宗教的习俗，但是耶稣并没有停在那里，他径直的来到了这个第士大池。
Brother, sister, as the brother was sharing,Lord Jesus has not come to this world to share his wisdom or who he is, but he had a burden and he longed to go to the ones who were needy and who were sick.
就像弟兄分享的，耶稣来到这个世界不单是要分享他自己的智慧和他是谁，而是他要去到那一些有需要的人那边，给到他们所需要的。
Because he felt that that's the place where he had the need. He didn't want it to be with the scribes and share with them and to know how intellectual they were.
因为这次他的心意，他想要去靠近的是那些有需求的人，而不是那一些高高在上，让他知道他们有多聪明的那一群人。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years.
在那里有一个人病了38年。
So it says that there was a man there who had infirmity for 38 years.
这里说这里有一个人他病了38年。
So it's not states that how old was he when he got this infirmity.
所以这个并不是他有这个病的时候有几岁。
So he was not born with infirmity, but at a certain age, he got affected or the sickness came to him.
所以他并不是出生就有这个病，而是之后得着了这个病。
And if you go through some of the later verses, it seems somewhere down his, as he was growing up, he committed a sin, and that sin led him to the sickness.
如果我们看之后的几节经文，我们会看到这里仿佛是隐喻了他隐射之前他在成长的过程当中犯了某一个罪，导致了他得上这样子的病。
Brothers and sisters, the sickness was for 38 years.
弟兄姐妹们，这个人病有38年。
So as I was wondering and trying to understand this 38, the only incident or the situation led me.To the Old Testament.
所以当我在想这个三十八年，还有什么比三十八年更糟的时候，让我想到了旧约当中的经文。
So let's go there, Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 2.
我们来看《生命记》第二章。
We'll read from verse 14 to 16.
我们来读第十四到第十六节。
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, from verse 14 to 16.
生命记第二章第十四到第十六节。
And the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the man of war was wasted out from among the host.As the Lord swore unto them.
自从离开加迪斯巴尼亚到过了基列西的时候共有38年，等那世代的兵丁都从营中灭尽，正如耶和华向他们所起的事。
Verse 15, For indeed the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed.
第十五节，耶和华的手也攻击他们，将他们从营中除灭，直到灭尽。
16. So it came to pass when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people.
第十六节，兵丁从营中都灭尽死亡以后。
Brothers and sisters, this is a passage which we have read it and we know this story.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一节相似的经文，但我们都读过，我们也知道具体发生了什么。
God.Released the children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt and took them out and led them through the wilderness into the land of Canaan.
耶和华将以色列民从埃及的捆绑当中解救出来，把他们带到旷野，之后又引他们进入迦南地。
When he led them out from the bondage and he took them across the Red Sea, he gave them food, he gave them water.Not the normal way, the way which was way beyond what man wanted.
当神把他们带出埃及，带他们跨过红海，给他们食物，给他们水的时候，神并不是用常人的方式来供给他们，而是用常人所不能够想象的方式才带领他们。
He fed them food from the heaven.
他给他们从天上来的食物。
But we all know what happened in Kadesh Barnea.
但我们都知道在加利斯巴尼亚发生了什么事。
They murmured, they complained.
他们在议论，他们在抱怨。
And they provoked the Lord. And they provoked. They provoked the Lord. Provoked.
哦，他们试探神。
So just to let you know, from Egypt to Kadesh Barnea,We know the whole journey. If you know that, we say that Lord kept them in the wilderness for 40 years. The first 2 years they took. But from Kadesh Barnea to this brook Zered, it took 38 years.
So we know that in the wilderness for 40 years. But from Kadesh Barnea to Kadesh Barnea, it took 38 years.
So from Kadesh Barnea to go to Zered, if they would have gone on a normal course,
从加基斯巴尼亚到基列西，如果他们是按照正常的路线行进的话
，Of course, with I have not been there, but I did some research. It would have taken only 10 days.
所以虽然我自己没有到过那里，但我做了一些研究，应该只需要十天的时间。
Brothers, just 10 days and where is 38 years?
弟兄姐妹们，十天和38年。
We need to ask ourselves.
我们需要问我们自己的是。
There are times, there are occasions, there are situations where we feel that the clock has passed. Years have gone and centuries have gone and it looks at as if we are still there.
在他们的处境，在他们的光景，在他们的地点，他们可能觉得时间已经流逝了，仿佛漫长的时间都已经过去了，但是他们还是在同样一个地方。
And this is what God did in the life of the children of Israel.
这就是神在以色列他的子民当中所做的事情。
God wanted them to show them what is blessing. He wanted to show them when they depend upon Him, how a life can be. And that was the exact purpose of taking them out from Egypt and leading them or keep injunction to take them to the land of Canaan.
所以这就是神向他们的指引，他要让他们看见当他们来倚靠神的时候，他们的生命会有如何的不同。这就是为什么他要把他们从埃及地领出来，让他们在40年之后才进入迦南。
But brothers and sisters, because of the rebellious nature, because of their disobedience, we see that their life was stranded and they were going in circles in and around for almost, as you say, the 38 years.
但因为反叛的人性跟不顺服的心，他们在这个时间当中用了整整40年在原地打转，在旷野当中。
Till what was this 38 years?
所以是什么是这38年？
It says that to the point where the people, the men who were of the war, who were strong, who were in the front end, they all passed away.
这个38年就是当所有他们当中健壮的在前线能够打仗的那些男丁全都去世了以后。
All the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people.
所有的可以参战的这些男丁全都在他们当中去世了之后。
When that strength, with all that rebellious which came and seized and died, then only the Lord was able to make them to move forward.
只有当在他们当中这一群悖逆的、非常有力量的这些人都去世了之后，神才有办法在他们当中展开他的工作。
Brothers and sisters, if we now go back and apply in this John chapter 5.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们再回到约翰福音的第五章。
So we see here this man who was at infirmity for 38 years.
我们看见这个病了38年的人。
And it says that this man was it says verse 5, a certain man was there which had infirmity 38 years.
在第五节这里就指出他病了38年。
Can you imagine, and if in today's time, imagine that if we are bedridden in a hospital for 38 years.
在今天的世界，你可以想象，假如你现在躺在医院的病床当中，被或住院了38年吗？
When you talk about bed, what does bed tell us if we try to correlate in today's time?
当谈到他的这个褥子，如果在我们今天的这个世界，当我们想要来描述他这个褥子或者这个病床的时候，我们是怎么样会来描述他？
The first word which comes to mind is rest.
我第一个想到的词就是休息。
Or the word it says that it comforts us. It makes you feel good with all the weariness and tiredness when you go to work and come back. And when the whole day's chores are over, we like to go to the bed and rest.
当我们在一天的劳碌之后，我们会想要躺回床上休息，因为这样子会安慰我们，并且给我们休息。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine the bed from where which we are leaning on to rest or leaning on to comfort, that same thing becomes a bondage. The same thing becomes a pain for us. Can we ever understand and even comprehend this?
弟兄姐妹们，可以想象，同样的，一个是带来安慰跟休息的地方，却成为了我们的捆绑，成为了我们痛苦的来源。
This was the condition and situation of this man.
这就是这个人他的光景。
So we see this man lying there on this bed for 38 years.
我们看见这个男子他躺在褥子上38年。
There are times and there are situations in my life, I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that where I felt 2 years, 3 years have passed, and the things which I thought that they are my pride, they are my success, or they are something which I can talk to someone, came against me.
我可以从我自己的人生当中告诉各位，我有一些时刻，有一些境况，曾经在两三年前，我自己觉得是引以为傲，愿意与别人分享的事情，却成为让我无法启齿的事情。
We go to verse 6.
我们来看第六章，第六节。
Six and seven.
第六、第七节。
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time, in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Verse 7. The important man answered and said, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，涌动水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下来。
So as we try to know a little bit about this man, there is not too much information here, but let's try to know a little bit in whatever is described here.
我们想要来了解这个人，但其实这里并没有非常多的信息，但我们尽力来看一下他是什么样的一个人。
When Lord Jesus asked him that, Wilt thou be made whole?
当耶稣问他说，你要痊愈吗？
He said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled.
他说的是，没有人把我放在池子里当水动的时候。
So it appears that we do not know whether he was married and his wife left him, or whether in what stage of life is. But right now it seems that he has no one to help him, no one to be around him, and he is all by himself.
所以我们虽然不能够非常的确信，但是我们也许不知道他是否是结婚了之后他的妻子离开他，但现在看来他的身边好像是没有人可以帮助他，也没有人可以把他放到水当中。
Because he says very clearly that by the time when he gets up and goes to the water, someone else steps up and he is unable to go into the waters.
这里说他每一次要起来的时候，当他正要下水的时候，就已经有人先他到水中去了。
So it's also not clear whether he is crawling or whether he is dragging himself, but he struggles to go to the water.
所以这里也没有很清楚的说他是否需要在地上匍匐前进，或者是要拉自己下石，但是我们知道他没有办法到的那个水中。
As we understand, as our Lord Jesus is asking him, it also throws us and opens one more understanding.
但这里耶稣问他的是一个正常的大家都能够理解的一个问题。
There are very few places where Lord Jesus goes himself to the person who is sick or who is needy.
在圣经当中有许多的例子是神他耶稣他自己到达那些生病的人的身边，或那些需要他的人的身边。
So we can see that in some passages the friends take him, or sometimes the relative takes him, or the father, or there are some other instances where people bring the one who is needy. But here, Lord Jesus goes by himself to this person.
更多的情况是那一些人的亲戚朋友，或者是他们的父亲来找到耶稣，让耶稣要去到他们的家中，但是这里的这个例子是耶稣他自己去找到这个人。
So, brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus wants us to come to Him, but He also longs to come and visit us and talk to us and work on each one of us.
弟兄姐妹们，虽然神他希望我们来到他那里，但是他也愿意来遇见我们，来向我们来说话。
So here in verse 6 and 7, there is one interesting thing which comes out.
在第六、第七节有一个很有意思的点。
As the man said, Sir, I have no man, and while I'm coming, another stepped down before me.
他说，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下水。
God will work in us only when we give up.
神他只有在我们完全放弃的时候才会在我们里面动工。
As long as we exert strive with our flesh, we are keeping God to work in each one of us.
当我们还在靠自己的肉体在挣扎在用力的时候，我们就是让神没有办法在我们里面来动工。
He will work when you come to a time in a moment where you say, I have no man, I have no help, there is nothing which I can do right now.
这个人他需要到达一个地步，是他说，我没有人，我也没有帮助，我没有办法从别的地方得到帮助。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Lord is looking in each one of our lives today also.
弟兄姐妹们，这也是神在我们每一个人生命当中现在正在寻找的一个境况。
As long as we strive, we struggle, we exert, we can see that the work of the Lord will not be in our lives.
当我们还要靠自己在挣扎、在用力、在努力的时候，我们是没有办法来看见神在我们生命当中的工作的。
I don't know how many of you read this book, The Normal Christian Life.
我不知道你们当中有多少人已经读过这本书，叫做《正常基督徒的生活》。
So there is one passage there where Watchman Nee is describing.
在尼托生弟兄写这本书的时候，里面有一个章节。
So Brother Watchman Nee and some of his friends go for swimming, or they go for to take a shower.In one of the lakes.
尼托生的弟朋友在某一个湖当中去游泳或者是沐浴。
So one of the brothers goes into the water and he gets some cramps or something and he starts sinking.
有一个弟兄他到这个湖里面去捡贝壳，然后在这个时候他就开始下沉了。
So there was one brother who was very good in swimming.
然后有另外的弟兄是游泳的好手。
So the watchman needs tells the brother that see that brother is sinking. Why don't you swim and go and rescue him?
所以当这个尼托生弟兄问他这个游泳游得不错的弟兄说他正在下沉了，你怎么还不去救他的时候
？So the brother doesn't do anything. He just waits.
这个弟兄他什么都不做，就是在等待。
So brother watchman he got annoyed with him and was wondering why this brother was not going in the water and rescuing him.
所以尼托生对这个弟兄开始非常的不满，觉得你为什么还不下水去救另外这一位弟兄？
And then after a while, when the man who was in the water has he reduces or slows down his flattering and the way he was trying to make himself to float, as he slows down, then this brother starts swimming to this brother to rescue him.
所以当水中的弟兄他在水中挣扎扑腾的动作开始慢下来，然后他想要帮自己浮起来的这些动作都减慢的时候，在岸上的这一位弟兄就跳到水中去救他。
And the brother goes and goes to the brother who was sinking, brings him, puts him on his back, and brings him back to the shore.
所以这位弟兄就到水中把这位在水中刚才在下沉的这位弟兄救了上来，带到岸边。
So brother Watchman Nee asked this brother who knew swimming and went and rescued other brother, asked him, why didn't you go earlier to go and rescue this brother?
所以尼托生弟兄就问这一位游泳游得很好的弟兄，为什么你刚才不早点跳下去救他呢？
So brother said that if I had gone earlier, the man was full of strength, and if I had gone to rescue him, he would have also drowned me along with him.
这位弟兄就说，如果我刚才去救这一位非常有力气还在挣扎的弟兄的话，他也会把我一起拖到水里面的。
So he had to wait till where his energy, all his strength was drained down.
所以他就需要等候这个弟兄他所有的力气他的这一些力量都减弱的时候才去救他。
And that's the way how he was able to rescue the brother and bring him back to the shore.
这就是他之所以能够救他并且还把他带回岸边的原因。
Brothers and sisters, if today, if we don't see God's work in our lives, we need to ask ourselves, that am I still striving? Am I still fighting and doing all the things with my strength and ability? And then question God, God, why things are not happening in my life?
如果当我们现在生命当中没有看见神的做工的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我们要问自己的问题是，我现在是不是还在全力的挣扎，我还在用自己的力气在反抗，以至于神没有办法在我的生命当中来工作。
Brothers and sisters, is the way how Lord waited 38 years for all the strong men of the war to pass away.
所以这就是神工作的方式，他等候了38年，直到那些可以打仗的强壮的兵丁都去世了。
And for this man who had infirmity for 38 years to come to a point where he says, I have no man.
而也是同样的，等到这个男的病了38年之后，直到一个地步他说，我身边没有人可以帮我。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come and look for us and work on our behalf and rescue us.
这个时候耶稣基督就要来，就要找寻我们，为我们的缘故在我们身上来动工。
I had, as I was sharing, there were a few dark moments in my life as I was growing up.
曾经我也分享过，在我成长的生命的路途上有一些黑暗的时候。
So I do share this when some of my brothers and sisters and as we share the experiences which Lord has taken me through, I always share and I would like to share here also.
在以前和弟兄姐妹分享的时候，我曾经也分享了主是如何带我走过一些的时刻，我今天也想要跟大家分享。
In my early 20s,
在我20岁起头的时候，
the motto of my life was, I don't need anyone and I can do anything with my abilities and with my capabilities and I have the strength to achieve anything on this earth.
那个时候我人生的座右铭就是，我可以靠着我自己的力量，我的才干，我的能力，做成在这个地球上我任何想要完成的事情。
My life revolved around I and I.
我的生命就是围绕着我在转动的。
So, but I thank God and how I am thankful to Him the way how He touched my life and the way how He changes is so amazing.
然后感谢神，他是如何的来触碰我的生命，并且改变我的生命的，实在是非常的稀奇。
So, when the time came for me to get married,
所以当我要到了结婚的时候，
it took me almost 4 years for me to God to change me, to break me, to a point where I said, God, I'm not sure if anyone is going to get married to me.
所以神用了四年的时间来破碎我，来让我到了一个地步来想，神啊，真的有人愿意嫁给我吗？
So I thought that I had my capabilities, my wisdom, my looks, and me, no one can stop, or it is going to be easy to get married.
曾经呢，我想说，按照我的能力、我的智慧、我的相貌，应该是很容易可以娶到一个女孩的。
And all those years, initial years, I have been raised in a Christian family, going to the church of God, learning the scriptures so well, and I knew them very well, but there was no life in me.
在那之前的日子里面，我从小在基督徒家庭的长大，我一直都读圣经，我对圣经有很多的理解，但是在我里面却是没有生命的。
I can remember very well 4 years where it came to a point that I was not sure if I can ever get married. I lost all the confidence, I lost all what I clinged on. And I thank God for those amazing moments.
在那四年之后的，在那四年时间的末了，我已经到了一个地步，觉得在我里面实在是没有力气，也没有能力，有人愿意回来嫁给我，但我也感谢神，他创造了非常的，他创造了属于他的奇妙的女子。
I remember that time when I could say to Lord, Lord, I confess that you have shown me who I am. I confess that there is nothing I can do with my own ability. I confess that there is nothing good in me.
我记得那段时间我向神来说，神啊，我向你认罪，我向你坦白，在我里面我没有任何的能力，我又没有任何的智慧，在我里面实在是一样好的都没有。
Lord, not my way.
主啊，不是我的。
Lord, you lead. You show me the girl whom you have set for me. I am willing to follow it.
主啊，你来带领，你来告诉我，你要让我去娶的女孩子是谁？你来带领我，让我带领我到她那里。
I am not going to put any checklist. I am not going to put any conditions. I am not going to put any criteria. I am not going to put any background, Lord. Whoever thou hast chosen, whoever thou wants, Lord.I trust in you, Lord. You know what is best for me, Lord. I cannot take any decision by myself.
我没有任何的清单，也没有任何的要求，唯有你知道谁是最合适我的，所以我就会来顺服，来往前走。
Brothers and sisters, our God is so good. He loves each one of us, and He desires that He wants to visit each one of us. But He will visit us when we come to this point of ground zero.Where we say that I am nothing, I can't do anything, and I have got no wisdom of mine.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的神他多么的良善，但是他要来帮助我们的时候，是要我们到达一个基本一无所有的一个地步。我们向神来说，神，我们谁都不是，在我们里面一样好的都没有。
Brothers and sisters, I encourage each one of you if still.Areas where we are trying to use our own strength, use our own wisdom. I will preach that it's the time where you say, pause and say, Lord, I have no man. I can't do anything by myself. Lord, I need you.
我鼓励你们在今天就看见我们唯有在我们里面承认，向神说，主啊，我们旁边没有人可以帮助我们。在我们里面一样好都没有的时候，神他才会来帮助，他就会来帮助我们。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
耶稣对他说，起来拿你的褥子走吧。
So this is a very interesting verse.
这是一节非常有意思的经文。
So it seems that this man has made a smallhabitation or a small his own space there in this 38 years.
看起来这个人已经在38年之中为他自己打造了一个可以住在那里的 地方和空间。
So a question which I would like to ask each one of you.
我有一个问题想要问在座的各位。
So it could have been very easy that he could have said rise and walk.
耶稣可以对他说起来走吧。
So why does he need to take the bed?
所以为什么他需要拿起褥子呢？
Right? So there was no need for him to say that rise. He could have simply said rise and walk, but he said rise, take up that bed and walk.
耶稣大可以说起来走吧，其实他并不需要说起来拿起你的褥子走吧。
So as I was thinking on this and I was meditating on it,I could think of only two reasons.
所以当我在思想在默想这件事情的时候，我只能想到两个原因。
First, which came to me to make in simple sense is that, and as we have been seeing in the previous passages, whether it is the miracle at the marriage in Cana or whether it is the Samaritan woman, there is God is looking for obedience from each one of us.
所以在之前提到的那一些神迹的时候，我们能看见无论是迦南的妇人还是那个撒玛利亚的妇人，神都在寻找一个愿意顺服的心。
So when God told him to rise, take up that bed and walk.
所以当神说拿起你的褥子走吧。
We don't see any of the states that he held his hand and he lifted him up. We don't see that.
我们没有看见说他拿用他的手把这个褥子拿起来，我们没有看见这样的描述。
We see from a distance, Lord told him, "Rise, take up that bed and walk."
我们看见是神离他一段距离的时候说起来拿起你的褥子走吧。
If we imagine it was us.Imagine it was us.
想象如果这是我们。
And especially during current times when we know our children, they come with a lot of logic, with a lot of theory, and a lot of analysis.
在我们里面可能有很多的自己的判断、自己的逻辑，还有自己的一些想法。
But we will see young man, or we do not know what age is, but that man immediately responded. He got up, took his bed, and started walking.
我们看见这个人，他并没有。迟疑，而是马上拿起他的褥子，然后就行走。
When God spoke, the Rima, which there is power in His word, made him to rise up, and he obeyed what God told him, and he started walking.
当神对他说：“拿起你的褥子走吧。”向他讲 Rima 这个启示性的话语的时候，这个人他马上就拿起褥子来走了。
The man understood.The power which came through the word that will quicken him, will rise him, will convict him and change him.
所以这个人他了解了这个神的话语就是来改变他的有力量的这样子的生命在他里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is grace.
弟兄姐妹们，这是恩典。
When God speaks to us without any doubt, without any logic, without any analysis,We simply say, Lord, you told me, I'm going to do it.
当神来向我们说话的时候，没有任何的判断，没有任何的逻辑，或者是任何自己的想法，我们就对神说，因为你这样对我说，我就如此来做。
He never asked Lord, why bed, why bed?
这个人他没有跟神问说为什么要拿褥子。
Why do you want me to carry it?
你为什么要我拿褥子走？
He did the way he was told.
他就完全按照他如何被告诉的，他就这样去做。
He rose, took his bed, and started walking.
他立刻起身，拿起褥子走了。
Verse 9, 10.
第九、第十节。
And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日。
The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed.
所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
So now another interesting question is here.
这里又有一个非常有意思的问题。
So the Jews are saying it is that when they saw that he was cured,They said that it is a Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed.
所以犹太人看见他被医好了，就说今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
So, we need to ask ourselves that if we were there, what would the question we would ask this man who was healed?
所以我们可以想自己如果在那个地方的话，这个男神，这个人他会如何回答这样的问题？
Yes.I presume that we all will ask him that, who healed you?
如果我们在那里的话，我们会问这个人什么样的一个问题？也许我们会问他说，是谁医治了您？
How did you started walking? How did that all happen? The angel was not there today. How did you start walking?
我们也许会问他，今天天使并没有在这个池子里面，你是如何起来行走的？
What was the focus of them?
但是这些犹太人他们的关注的点是什么？
They were more interested on he carrying the bed.
他们更关注的是他拿着这个褥子。
Brothers and sisters, there are times and there are moments where our focus, we indulge so much in the rituals, the traditions and the forms that we take our eyes offand not focus on the inner work or the the work which has is begin is happening in our brothers and sisters' life.
弟兄姐妹们，有一些时刻，我们也许太注重的是条例或者是一些习惯，让我们眼睛没有关注在神已经在一位弟兄或者姐妹当中，他里面开始的工作。
One of the challenges we who are in the Lord is that times the externalism, the outward appearances, overshadows or takes more dominance in the way how we look at things.
当形式主义成为我们这群基督徒如何来看待这个世界上发生的，或者是在我们周遭人身上发生的事情的时候，这就成为我们今天基督徒的一个挑战。
How many times we have a question or we discuss with the brothers and sisters and say, brother and sister, how is Lord working in your life? What are you going through? Can we have fellowship together? How often do we have this kind of concerns or thoughts?
我们上一次去问弟兄姐妹说，最近神在你的生命当中做下了什么样的工作？你正在经历什么样的事情？我们可不可以一起来团契，一起来分享神在我们生命当中所发生的事情？你有多经常去问身边的弟兄姐妹这样子的问题呢？
Brothers and sisters, it is not that the Word of God or the Bible is only for us to read it or to know that what happened, but it is to look inside and see that am I today also a victim of this externalism? Am I only looking at what I see outside, and I make statements, I make judgments, I make analysis, as against to know how the Lord is working in my brothers and sisters' life. How is He touching lives? How is He moving things?
弟兄姐妹们，圣经不只是要来告诉我们一些的事情，让我们仅仅是去读它，而是让我们在读圣经的时候要来看见我们的里面，让我们来看见我们是不是已经成为这种外在形式主义的受害者，让我们用这样子外在的形式去判断我们身边所发生的事情，去判断我们身边的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, Lord is looking to restore. Lord is looking to see who is sick, who needs my help. How can I change their lives? How can I transform their lives? How can I build them?
弟兄姐妹们，神在寻找的、找寻的是恢复的工作，他在寻找的是谁是那有病痛的，谁是那需要有帮助的，我怎么样能够来改变，怎么样能够来翻转他的生命。
Lord Jesus Christ came on this earth with a mission His Father sent to Him to look for ones who are sick, look for ones who are helpless and go and restore their lives.
我们的耶稣基督他在地上所要完成的也是神差派给他的使命，就在这个地上找寻那一些无助的、生病的、那一些没有能力帮助自己的人，然后来改变他们。
And it's sad to see that the Jews there were asking and looking at this man and saying, why are you carrying the burden?
我们看见犹太人问这个人说，你为什么拿起褥子？这实在是非常悲哀的一件事情。
So one of the reasons of God, Lord Jesus Christ telling this man to carry the bed is the testimony.
所以有另外一个原因，耶稣为什么要叫这个人拿起褥子，就是为了见证的缘故。
He's carrying the bed, and people are seeing him carrying the bed.And then there are questions arising in the and asking him.
当这些人看见了他拿着褥子，在他们里面就有产生不同的问题。
And how is the testimony manifested?
而见证是如何彰显的呢？
Verse 11.
在第十一节。
He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk."
他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
Brothers and sisters, is it not an amazing testimony?
弟兄姐妹们，这难道不是一个非常惊奇的见证吗？
I know and I can understand that many of our neighbors, many of our business associates, many of whom still have not known Christ, they might be asking this question, why do you go on a Lord's Day on a Sunday morning? Get up early in the morning, you get one day in a week to rest, and you are going up and sacrificing your sleep.
在我们身边可能有邻居或者我们工作上的合作的伙伴，他看见我们每个星期日要到主日，他们就会问说，为什么你每一周要牺牲你一天的时间去做这样的事情，明明可以用来休息的。
Brothers and sisters, what do you answer them?
弟兄姐妹们，你会怎么回答他们？
I am going because I am going to meet my Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
我去是因为我要见着我的救主耶稣基督。
He is the one who worked in my life. He is the one for reason today I am here.
他是那位在我生命当中动工的，他是我今天站在这里的原因。
He has changed my life. He came looking for me. And I have to go and pay a visit to him. I want to be in the house of God.
他遇见了我，他改变了我。我要到神的殿中，就是为了要见着他。
And then they'll ask.
然后他们又也许还会再问。
Can you tell me more about him?
你能再告诉我更多关于他的事情吗？
Then you get an opportunity to talk to him, right?
然后那你就会有机会来向他来
诉说。This is what Lord Jesus did in my life. This is how I was earlier. And because of the change which has come into my life, today I am going to the house.So that I can understand more about him, so that more and more change can be done in my life.
所以你就可以告诉他们，从前我是什么样子，神他如何改变了我。我今天来到神的殿中，就是为了更多的认识他，也让他可以更多更多的继续改变我。
Simple obedience.
非常简单的顺服。
And trusting in the work of God.
相信神他自己的工作。
May the Lord help us. May the Lord encourage us.That we may, unlike the people, the Jews around, that he may take us away from the externalism and more focus on the inward work, which is working in each one of our lives and the lives of brothers and sisters.
求神帮助我们，求神改变我们，求神带领我们从犹太人的这种外在的形式主义当中脱离出来，让我们能够看见我们自己里面神所正在开始的工作，也看见神在其他人身上正在。开展的工作。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said to him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing cometh unto thee.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
Brothers and sisters, when Lord works in our life, there is not only external work,But there is an element of inward work in each one of us.
弟兄姐妹们，当神在我们生命里面动工的时候，并不只是外在的工作，而是在里面已经有他的工作开始了。
He wants not only to deal with our external ways, how we go to the house of God, how we demonstrate or show His testimony, but He also wants to rot in our thoughts, in our inward motives, and everything.
神他不只是要改变我们外在的形式，改变我们如何上教会，如何来向他外人做见证，但他更多的也是要在我们里面来改变我们里面的心思和里面的想法。
Brothers and sisters, it's important that the work which Lord has begun each one of us, we need to continue to exercise it, we need to continue to work on it, and as each day when the Holy Spirit dawns on us, as He reveals to us more and more.Precious word, we may show obedience so that we will continue to grow in Him.
弟兄姐妹，很重要的是，当神已经在我们里面开始一个工作，我们就需要继续的实行，继续的来练习，让圣灵可以更多的感动我们，让我们可以在里面有更新更多神所要向我们带来的改变。
So once Jesus finds him and tells him to sin no more, we see that.In the later verses from 15 onwards,
当耶稣对他说你不要再犯罪了之后，在第十五节
，The man departs and tells the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole.
那人就去告诉犹太人使他痊愈的是耶稣。
And then 16 says, Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Verse 17 also, sorry.But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.
第十六节说，所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。第十七节说，耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
So, Jesus said, verse 17, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.
第十七节，耶稣说，我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。
What is the work of the Father?
父的事是什么事？
So we know that, I don't want to go into passages, but we know that in the book of Genesis, God created man on the sixth day.
在创世纪我们知道神在第六天创造了人。
And on the seventh day, God rested.
而在第七天神安息。
So when did God rest?
所以什么时候是神休息的时候呢？
After creating man.
在创造了人之后。
So we have, of course, in the past, in the conferences, Brother Gordon Sin has spoken on this. So God rested only when He was able to create the man and when He saw that everything was good.
所以当我们来谈论这件事情的时候，我们里面有信心知道是神创造了人之后，他才进入安息。
So what was Lord Jesus Christ telling the Jews and the Pharisees is that, I have come here because my Father is also working.
所以耶稣在告诉这些犹太人、法利赛人的事情就是，我来到这里做事是因为我父也在做事。
My Father has sent me to this earth to restore me.
我的父将我带到这个地上是要来重建我。
When I say means me, myself, not this man, my myself Raj.
当我说重建我的时候，我不是在说这一个人，我说的是我自己 Raj.
He sent Lord Jesus to rescue each, let's put each one of our names. He has come to rescue each one of us, or to restore each one of us.
当神他差派耶稣到这个地上的时候，他要来的是重建跟恢复我们每一个人。
Till that time, he doesn't get restored, each one of us, to the image and the likeness of Lord Jesus. He is going to continue to work each day to a day where we accomplish what he wants in each one of us, then the Heavenly Father will rest.
每一天他都会继续的持续的工作，直到每一个人都能够被恢复到主耶稣基督的样式，直到那一天之前神都继续的工作。
And that is going to be the Sabbath.
然后就有安息。
Brothers and sisters, He is working today in each one of our lives and He desires to restore each one of us to the image and likeness.
弟兄姐妹们，今天神也在我们里面工作跟动工，直到我们能够恢复到主耶稣基督的样式。
The purpose of our Father is to restore each one of us. Our lives which are so disorganized, our lives are so confused, so chaos, that He wants to restore each one of us.
弟兄姐妹，神的心意是要来恢复我们。我们的生命实在充满了混乱跟许多的没有秩序的事情，所以神他愿意要来恢复我们。
So, as you saw in the previous verses that when we refer to this 38 years, the children of Israel disobeyed, rebelled, or hardened their heart, and for 38 years, they were in the wilderness.
我们之前看到的经文，以色列人他们在38年当中不断的悖逆，刚硬他们自己的心，在旷野当中度过了38年。
When God rescued them from the Egypt, He told them that, I will lead you, I will guide you into the land of promise.
神他从埃及当中拯救出这些以色列人，他说我会带领你们，我也会为你们指引方向。
He wanted them to obey. He wanted them to show obedience.
他希望他们能够顺服，能够显出他们顺服的心。
But the children of Israel were not able to keep those laws.
但是以色列人却没有办法来顺服。
But then he read this book of Jeremiah chapter 31.
在耶利米书的31章。
I will not, verse 32, not according to the covenant I made with thy fathers, to deal that I will take them by the hand, but I shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Verse 33, the last.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Brothers, sisters, we cannot make this covenant. We cannot fulfill the demands of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们没有办法来守这样子的约，我们没有办法来做好这样子的。
Children of Israel feel, this man feel, children of Israel feel, this man feel.
以色列人他们失败了，这个人他也失败了。
Only when we come to the ground of saying that Lord, I cannot do anything, I am helpless, I have no man.
只有当我们到达了一个地步，说我们没有办法做任何的事情，我们非常的无助，我们身边也没有人可以帮助我们的时候，
then the Lord will come into our lives. He will put the law in our heart, because then He is the one who is going to perform. He is the one who is going to help us to fulfill the demands. And satisfy the heart of the Heavenly Father.
所以这时候主就要来把律法放在我们的心中，他是那一位要来彰显，他是那一位要来顺从的，让我们可以满足神的要求。
And when we allow the life to flow in through us, and when we become an instrument and a channel in our lives, in our family's life, in the church life, in our corporate life, that is going to be an amazing experience, brothers and sisters.
当我们愿意让我们自己成为神的器皿，成为他的管道，让他的工作能够通过我们流向我们身边的人，流向我们工作上所认识的人的时候，神他的工作就要非常奇妙的展开。
And this is the testimony which God wants in each one of us.
而这是神希望我们每一个人都能做出的见证。
Brothers and sisters, today is the day. Today is the right moment. If we are still not hard, if we are not still giving up and saying, Lord, there is no man, there is nothing I can do. Brothers and sisters, we are delaying His work in our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，今天就是这样子的时刻，但如果在我们里面，我们还没有办法说，神啊，我是无助的，神啊，是没有人帮助我们的，那我们就还是在延迟神他在我们生命当中动工的时间。
Brothers and sisters, don't harden your hearts.I can tell you, I am a living testimony here that there were times where I have tried to use my wisdom, tried to do things, and I am convinced and concluded that I could not move forward. The clock, the time came to a halt.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我的身上就是另外一个的例子。我知道在我里面，当我想要还要去依靠自己的智慧的时候，我到达了一个地步，知道我没有办法改变神的时间。
Brothers and sisters, today is the day of salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，今天就是救恩的日子。
If we are still trying to fix things in our families, in our work, in any relationship, today is the time to give up and say, Lord, I am not going to work anymore. You work, you do, and I am going to enjoy.Your work and your handiwork in my life.
弟兄姐妹们，今天如果你还在试图修正你的关系，不管是工作上的还是其他的关系，你还要用自己的方式想要去改变这些事情的时候，今天就是你要向神说，神，我已经放弃，不是我自己要来做工，而是你自己要来做工。这样子我们就可以享受神他在我们生命当中所要放下的他的工作。
Brothers, Christ more and more in us and through us more and more to everyone who touches our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，基督要在我们里面越来越多的彰显，也要将他的生命触碰到我们身边越来越多的人。
May God bless this word and may continue to use each one of us as an instrument and as a channel for him.
求神祝福今天的话语，也求他使我们每一个人都成为他的器皿，成为他可以用的管道。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
My Father, we are so thankful for speaking to us and working in me and each one of us.
天上的父，感谢你向我们来说话，感谢你在我以及在我们每个人生命当中的动工。
Lord, we want you to work in us, use us as an instrument.To manifest thy glory.
主啊，我们愿意你来我们里面来动工，让我们成为你的器皿，让我们彰显你的荣耀。
Lord, words which I have spoken in my wisdom, forgive me.
主啊，若我靠着自己的智慧所讲的话，求你赦免我。
And wherever, Lord, I have been incomplete, Lord, that may continue to work and speak to each one of us.
主啊，在我们当中未完成的工作，愿你来向每个人说话。
So this, O Lord, is the Christian assembly where Thou establish Thy testimony, Lord. Thou may use us, each one of us, that we may be, O Lord, wherever Thou hast kept us, wherever we are, that we may be able to demonstrate and then manifest Thy glory.
主啊，你亲自的建立了你自己的工作，不论我们在哪里何时，主啊，求你借着我们来彰显你自己的工作。
Lord, thank you for this word.
主啊，感谢你的话语。
And as we partake in thy table, prepare our hearts and help us to search our hearts and areas where we still have hardened, Lord. Help us to submit and surrender to thee.
当我们来领受你的话语的时候，求你来检查我们的心，让我们看我们心里面是否有刚硬的、不顺服的地方，主要帮助我们把这一切都交托给你。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.